Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 2nd, and the whole week ahead. Mars and Uranus working so fabulously well together is just wonderful, it's awesome, it's unbelievable. It's charismatic, it's magnetic. In fact, I can't really find all the words I want to say except this. This week, with Mars in your sign, connected to Uranus, you are the one everyone wants. You're irresistible. Here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday's Mars Uranus, which is full of charisma and electrifying energy, links now to Mercury. Now, admittedly, Mercury is moving backwards, but nonetheless, you can cast a spell over others. There is something so dramatic about your stars now. If you want to create a shock or a surprise, then do it. Because quite frankly, astrologically, you are a sensation. And here's your Monday stars. With the moon in the sign of Aquarius, then we're talking about relationships now. And it's good. In fact, you've got a really nice set of stars, whether it's you working with someone on a business model, or plan or idea, or being with someone and you just love to be together because you just get on well. All relationships or even a partnership needs to be worked at. But if you do it now, there's no looking back. And here's your Tuesday stars. The Sun, your ruler, opposes Neptune. Be careful. You see, a Sun-Neptune opposition is always dicey, and that's especially so when it comes to money. Do not be taken in by anything. There's no such thing as a get-rich-quick scheme because it's a catch penny and it's something which means you could lose more than you gain. And if you're trying it on someone else, be warned, because you could be caught out and the same could be done to you in times to come. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now, yesterday, Mars left your sign and is now in your house of money. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, Mars in the Second House. And it's connected to the full moon in Pisces. So therefore, we're talking about a very important period now when it comes to cash and money. Mars in the second house can mean money that is made very quickly, but as easy as it can be gained, it can be lost. This is a very big financial period you are starting. Here's your Thursday stars. Now, yesterday's full moon in the sign of Pisces at your 8th house certainly draws lessons that need to be learned when it comes to the close proximity of someone, when it comes to sex, love and desire. But also money is involved here in some way. So if over the next couple of weeks there's a breakup or there are conditions or there are certain things happening in a relationship, you can bet your bottom dollar that somewhere along the line the cause or the effect is down to money. And here's your Friday stars. I love the moon and Venus connected here for you because it's what you need. It's kind of give me a break and you get a wee break now. Your stars have been most peculiar this week. They started off sensationally and they've descended somewhat into a delusion, into all kinds of things where you could be taken in, or worse still, you could try and take others in. This particular energy of Moon Venus at least says this: you can heal certain wounds that have opened up under deceit or treachery.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.